2. Geography.
Who can tell me which African country has the strongest economy? Of all the countries on the African continent, which one has the largest and most developed economy?
Kenya?
No, I'm sorry. Try again.
I would guess South Africa. It's probably got the most modern infrastructure of all the African countries.
And you would be right. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the place. First of all, South Africa is located at the southern tip of the African continent and is home to about 45 million people. One interesting tidbit is that it is one of the few countries in Africa that has never had a coup d'etat. A coup d'etat, of course, is when a group, such as the military, takes over the government. So, the South African government has never been overthrown. Today, it is one of the most stable democracies in that part of the world. Now, that's not to say that there haven't been problems in South Africa. I bet you can guess what I'm referring to.
Apartheid?
Very good. Who can explain apartheid?
Literally, it means apartness or separateness. I think it comes from Dutch, because the Dutch were the first European settlers there. Anyway, as I read somewhere, apartheid was the systematic segregation of the races. You know, like for example, non-whites had to use different toilets from white people.
Yes. Under apartheid, the government maintained a policy of separating the white minority and the black majority. Keep in mind that we're talking about minority rule here. Early on, black people were barred from being members of parliament. It was a whites-only government. Now, apartheid was established in 1948 by the Nationalist Party. Effectively, black people in South Africa lived in a different world from that of the whites. They were required by law to live in certain areas called reserves and were denied the right to vote. There was a long struggle for democracy over the next 50-odd years. And it was not just the black majority who wanted to bring an end to apartheid. There were other ethnic groups who suffered under apartheid as well. Just to give you an idea of the demographics, there are four major ethnic groups in South Africa. Under apartheid, they were classified legally as black, white, Indian, and colored. Don't confuse the term colored with the old derogatory term for black people in the United States. In South Africa, it meant people of mixed race. The term is still used today, but since many don't like it, and since it has a different historical meaning in the U.S., I will use the term mixed race to avoid confusion, okay? Now, as I was saying, the demographics break down like this. 75% are black, 13.6% are white, 8.6% are mixed race, and then 2.6% are Indian. Now, like I said, the people of mixed race and of Indian descent supported the effort to bring down apartheid. And I should add that a few of the white people did as well. So after a long and difficult struggle, apartheid was dismantled by F.W. de Klerk in 1990. Yes, do you have a question?
Does everyone speak English in South Africa?
No, not necessarily. Most people do, I think. But there are actually 11 official languages. English is one, and I'm sure you've all heard of Afrikaans. That's the language of the Dutch settlers. It sort of evolved into a new language over the centuries of Dutch settlement. The most commonly spoken language that's native to the area, I believe, would be Zulu. Then there are others, but I won't get into them right now. They should be in your book. Anyway, back to the different ethnic groups for a moment. You should be aware that South Africa has the largest population of people of European descent in Africa, and the largest Indian population outside of Asia. Not only that, it also has the largest mixed-race community in Africa. Now, as I was saying earlier, South Africa has the largest economy of all the countries on the African continent. It has a labor force of more than 13 million people. If we look at a breakdown of those 13 million or so workers, we can see that 35% of workers are employed in services, 30% work in agriculture, 20% in industry, and 9% work in mining. The remaining 6% are employed in other fields. Okay, so that's some general information about South Africa's demographics and economy. Now let's talk about their education system.
Number 1. What is the professor talking about?
Number 2. What are the three main ideas in the lecture? Number 3. Why does the professor want to avoid using the term colored? Number 4. Why does the professor say this?
Anyway, back to the different ethnic groups for a moment.